Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thursday's episode of A Lunch Break Show. And today's title is, What Are the Reasons Prayer is Used Before Meals? During this 15-minute lunch break show, I'm going to delve into the use of prayer before we eat our meals and why it matters that we do this practice. The reasons are the same no matter what religion or spiritual practice is part of your life or where you are on the planet. So let's get started with this. And my name is Marina Lieros Naples, and I am welcoming you to my Blog Talk Radio show here of Meeting Ike series. So, blessings of the food. Now, all religions do it. Many spiritual practices also use this this method as well before they start eating their food. One, most people think it's just to give thanks, and not just, because giving thanks is a big, big part of what we need to do in life. For all the good that we have been given, all the gifts and the people in our life and our health and everything else that goes along with it, the food that is on the table and the people who prepared the food, grew the food, and transported the food, and who sold you the food. So we always want to give thanks for everything that we've received. And I'm going to use something from the Christian religion. And over the meal, they'll say something along the lines of, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty. And some say, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. And then other religions have something similar to that as well. Now, when you're giving thanks for that you have been given so that you can receive more also. You're giving thanks for all of that you have received. And that is a big part of going about our life, is being grateful for everything that we receive. Now, I don't know about you and what your spiritual or religious beliefs and practices are. Mine is that what we think about, we bring about. And that all of our thoughts, our emotions, create. So no matter what we're thinking about and feeling about, is we are telling God or you, the universe, or whatever your word is for God, we're telling them what we want. And it's almost like a mirror image. We are given what we think and we emote about. And so when you are angry, you're giving that over to create more for you. Frustration, things that go wrong, being unhappy with things, looking at life or your days or different things that are going on in your life as things that you're frustrated about and you don't want. So you don't want to say, I don't want this. You do want to only focus on that which you do want. Now, what else would prayer do? Prayer is very important because if you knew about plants and animals, any living being, now think of it as yourself, any living being, if you are threatened in any manner with your life to be able to for harm or death, if someone was coming after you, the adrenaline revs up in your body and it sends out the cortisol in your body, creating more of an acidic environment in your body. That's not a healthy thing. We want to have a balance of the acid and also the alkaline in our body. Now, animals do the same thing. It's been proven time and time again and shown that at slaughterhouses, the fear goes through these animals and it's stored in the meat that we eat. It's not healthy. Animals over at kill shelters, the same thing. They sense it. They know it when they're being taken down the hallway to the room where they're going to be euthanized. They're going to be killed. Why are they killed? No one's adopted them, and it's a kill shelter. So many things in our world could be changed to be more kind. And the manner of which we deal with animals and work with them and take care of them or lack of care of them is definitely an area that needs to have more changes in it. Many studies were done that have shown this with the animals. And there is an autistic woman, and her name escapes you right now, and she is brilliant and created a method for bringing in cows that go through a particular, I think it was circular, and going into the slaughterhouse so that there was this keeping them more confined and in walking in line going through there. And so the nervousness, the fear, the dread, all that did not course through them as much. And so many ranchers had adopted this type of practice. There's even a movie made about her. Now, plants. When we eat plants, the same thing happens. You know, plants, I'm talking about lettuce, tomatoes, you know, the fruits that come from the different plants, the different vegetables, fruits. When you go to pick something off of a vine or off of a plant, they have also shown scientifically it registers fear. And there have been many studies done that they're they have what is considered glutamate, and they emit that, so that's like their stress hormone. Now, there's a book that I remember reading so many years ago, and I love this book, still have it, and it's called The Secret Life of Plants by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird. You might have heard me refer to this book as a recommended reading in other episodes. So again, The Secret Life of Plants by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird. And they took a fascinating account of the physical, emotional, and spiritual relationships between plants and man, and they were able to hook up the plants to these very sensitive equipment to be able to register the different reactions. And it turns out that there is a very close relationship that ends up occurring in between man, meaning human, and the plants. And when they did studies, they were recording, and they had some plants in the room, and they had a man come in and went over to a plant and tore it up and took it out and stomped on it and walked out of the room. The other plants were hooked up to these pieces of equipment, and they had different people enter the room, and the plants didn't react. They had the murderer, quote unquote, the murderer of the other plant come into the room, and those plants that were hooked up to the machines wildly reacted. They knew who it was and what that person had done. Astounding, isn't that? Other studies that have been done showing that when you take seeds and you have two different sets of seeds. In one, you pray over, or you send energy healing. You tell that I love you, and you know, thank you for growing, and talk to it every day, and are nice to it every day. Those germinate much more quickly than the other batch that is totally ignored. Same seeds, same water, but they are totally ignored. The ones that had interaction with the human and were praised, grew faster, germinated faster. They've taken, and also studies is telling the one plant, I love you, you're so good, thank you for growing, look at how nice and beautiful you are, and just creating and establishing that emotional relationship, a very positive one. And the other plant, I hate you, I wish you were dead, you're awful. And guess what? that plant died. That plant, the plants, those that were the, that was done to, those died. The other ones flourished very nicely. And now, how does it relate to our food? Well, when we're at the table and we have the food there, even before that, when we're going to prep the food, because there's that interaction and they know and they can relate to us and they are connected to us, it has also been proven that when you bless the food and you ask for permission for from it to be able to consume it, and you give thanks to that food or to that those different plants, those different food items from the different plants, that that food actually has been proven, once again, being hooked up, to swoon. It's like a fainting, and it's releasing and it's giving up, and it's so that it does, because you have blessed it, because you've asked permission, you've given thanks to it, because that's what it was grown for. And it actually surrenders itself to you to be able to be offer good health to the body without releasing anything within its system. And the same thing will go along with the meats and cheeses, dairies, eggs, all of those things as well. When you ask permission and you give thanks and you bless the food, it alters it energetically and molecularly for our own bodies, for good health, and for a vibratory acceptance that is in harmony with our own self. If you do that every day, your food will be more energetically harmonic, and then you consume that. It goes into your mouth, through your into your stomach, becomes digested, goes through your digestive tract, and all of those nutrients that it's offered. Now, these are all balanced energetically, harmonically, with your own body, and it gives you more health that way. If you're going to, imagine, you're going to eat some food that somebody was angry and they created that food. I remember years ago hearing about, if you're angry and upset, bake some homemade bread and beat up that and take it out on the dough when you're kneading the dough. And I never liked that idea because I thought that's putting negative, hateful energy into my food, which is going into my body. And our body is sacred. So we don't want to consume things where there's angry energy that has been imprinted upon the food. The same thing I remember along the same time frame, and this is going back a long time ago, is get your frustrations out, making the bed and beat up the pillow. And I'm thinking, well, that's where I'm supposed to get my restful sleep for the night. How am I going to get restful sleep and heal and be and stay healthy if I've beat up my pillow where I, you know, where I'm sleeping? So when we pray, we are not only giving thanks, but we are also changing that and getting permission from those plants, from the milks and the eggs, and also from the meats, to be able to be in harmony with our own body. And so now prayer has even more meaning for you. It does for me. I do it when I'm preparing my food, and at the table. I also give thanks. When I'm preparing it, I'm asking permission. When I harvest food from my own garden, I always ask for permission first. If I'm going to trim back branches from trees and bushes, I always speak with and confer with my plants to be sure that they're in harmony and that we are connected that way. My name is Marina Liero-Naples. Thank you for joining me on this episode. Please join me next Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and that's Eastern Time, And that's when my special guest will be Susie Rosinski. She is a medical Qigong master, a practitioner, and instructor. And I'm really looking forward to having her on the show. And I hope that you will join us. Thank you.